Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like!
Woo! Oh, Jesus on a stick in the deep fried.
He was on a stick for a while.
That's a good call.
Improvisational comedy for you and biological extension, FODAT.
That's such a great marketing tool, like a Jesus lollipop.
But then, I don't know, I think people might have problems with eating Jesus.
They don't. They do it every weekend.
That's a good point.
It makes a lot more sense than a lot of the other things that happen in the Catholic Mass.
Sure. So what we do here is we take comedy, we extrude it, much like a Play-Doh factory, we form it into a mallet of sorts, and we set it out in the sun for a couple days. Then we take that mallet, and person by person, smack that ass pink with the finest brand of comedy that you've ever seen. And the sting is one of pure elation and comedic glee.
That's exactly how I'd describe it, except I'd incorporate a bit about these elves who run around and, you know.
Well, the elves is if you're getting really technical. I'm just trying to give them an overview of the process.
You don't want to go in the elves, because that's jargon.
It's jargon.
You don't want to confuse.
It's over their heads.
With the industry lingo. You don't want to get into the elves and the
basically,
felching.
2 hours of smacking that ass pink with comedic glee.
Well, you set it out for him. My name is Mark. With me are
Eric
and Matt.
We're going to be doing that thing. What's that with the peeps?
Oh, the peeps.
Feeling good to be on the radio.
How you been? You hanging in there? Are you coming out of your week-long coma? This kind of, like, stasis that you've been in since we went off the air last week? I hope so, because we need your attention for 2 hours, and then you can slip back into that deprived coma that you go into every week.
You know, speaking of stasis, you ever notice, like, on, like, every science fiction program, like, any sci-fi kind of horror, like, you know, creepy kind of like sci-fi thing, like everybody was in stasis and then only two of them lived? But it's like everything, like every science fiction thing I've ever seen where like large mass people, like masses of people were put into stasis, like they all died.
Yeah,
don't do it, folks. If somebody says, hey, get in this big freezy chest, we're going to Mars, you say, wait a minute, mister. I've seen Doctor Who.
Kind of like the futuristic equivalent of the man on the corner who offers you candy.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get into the cryo.
The big frenzy that I find completely bewildering in retrospect when I was a child, but it was about fourth grade or so, was that there was supposedly some guy in the neighborhood who was offering kids tattoos, you know, those little like tattoos, the not permanent tattoos, you could get them in Cracker Jack. Supposedly they were laced with LSD, and then the kid would put them on and surface contact, the kid would start tripping. And there was just this massive frenzy and uproar in my neighborhood. And I find it really bewildering in retrospect.
Would you want a bunch of 11-year-olds tripping balls in your neighborhood? Like,
I'm going to go with no.
Personally would. I don't know why they were so biked. If this guy's willing to supply the acid for free, I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends. If you have, like, you know, there's different kinds of trips. If it gets to that kind of trip where you can just put on some static and your kid's going to be quiet for 14 days. Drool a bit, not eat. But then there's other one where they see the dragon, like, on their shoulder. And Timmy's a mouse! Timmy's a mouse!
See, I think it's a good parenting tool if it's guaranteed a good trip, you know?
Audio footnote, nobody in the What Jail Is Like crew has actually ever tried acid. So if you are on acid and you're all mad at us because we're misrepresenting, don't call, okay? We don't care. Thanks. And that's your footnote.
I think, by the time the kid's in fourth grade, you've probably got a pretty good idea of if they're going to turn out well or not. You know, if they're a snotty little, brat or...
Absolutely.
They're going to be a good...
Then it's time for them to make their own decisions.
Right.
You know, if they don't know enough at the age of, you know, 9 to turn down the creepy man on the corner giving you tattoos... And, you know, you got to cut them loose. You got to, you know, steer clear of them. Let them make their own decisions.
Right. There's a point at which you might as well just let them get high, you know? I mean, you look at them, you realize, yeah, this kid's probably going to have a really crappy goatee later on in his life and is probably going to wear oversized sports gear and bop his head to, you know, Limp Bizkit. Might as well let him get high his ass, you know?
Because at least he won't realize when he's being ridiculed by people on the radio.
Mm-hmm. So what's up, my peeps? How are we doing tonight? How are we feeling? Are we feeling the vibe? Are we swimming in the collective groove?
Are we doing it on a futon?
Are we doing it on the futon? The eternal question, which all questions, philosophy and otherwise, all boil down to. When you clear away the muck and all the you know, the extraneous kind of debris, you get down to the question, are we doing it on a futon?
All Buddha was saying was, we should do it on a futon.
Yeah,
that's all Jesus was saying. We should do it on a futon.
And if the answer is yes, we are doing it on a futon, no worries. You're in the clear. You're good to go. You're headed for the promised land, my friend. Friends.
Ganesh was not saying, let's do it on a futon, because yeah. Ganesh was very large, an elephant.
And Cthulhu really didn't have a much of a getting it on a futon vibe. No. He had much more of a having your soul seared by mind-numbing horror on a futon.
Are we... am I ripping your spine out through your neck?
On a futon.
On a futon. Yes or no? You know, that kind of thing. So it's all just different permutations of the same eternal question, I think. Religion to religion. Faith to faith. But you gotta have faith.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So?
Kind of a slow week for news, as far as I can tell.
More plane crashes.
Right.
The apocalypse is on its way, as sometimes co-host Peter Gray said the other day when we were watching the news. And that's actually a kind of spooky thought. He said it offhand. But, I mean, the machines are failing. Like, and I'm not... This is no Y2K thing. I'm not talking about, oh, the computer... But, like, our tools are now failing. Like, air travel's much safer than, you know, car travel, but there have been a lot of plane crashes in a week, you know? Like, and creepy ones. Ones that they can't explain. Like, they
ones
still have...
involving the word Egypt, you know, which makes them very creepy.
Hey,
yeah.
Very religious. But, I mean, truly, though, they... I mean, I don't know. I've been watching the news a lot lately, but have they figured out what did it to that Egypt Air flight? Mm-hmm. They said they had no idea.
They found,
last time I heard.
They found the black box recorder, you know, the just the indestructible tiny little box that they keep in the airplane. And, you know, it survives no matter what, records like the last 30 minutes of conversation in the cockpit, and that kind of helps them figure out what's going on.
Oh, wait, you guys, look, I found this in the news wires. We have a tape of the contents of the black box from the Egypt Air. I think we should put it in.
Oh, are we allowed?
Is that hey, whatever. They sent it to us, so I'm just going to put it in.
Okay.
And, we're just cruising along. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing okay. Sky's clear.
Oh, my God!
That was kind of creepy.
Sounds like a left engine failure.
I think so, too. You can kind of feel, like, the smoke just,
totally feel that vibe.
Yeah.
No, but I'm really... I mean, that's... Like, I'm not... I am. I believe in the supernatural, and I would love to see a ghost and all that stuff. And, you know, that's a dream of mine, is to be involved in some kind of supernatural phenomena. But that's creepy, guys. I mean, seriously. Come on. We're coming up on the end of the, you know, the millennium, and now the machines are failing, you know?
Well, it's... I mean, yeah, I'm kind of wondering about that. I don't really know how to go about investigating it, but wondering if the media is kind of over-representing these, you know?
It could be, because, I mean... It, like, you know, the Payne Stewart one, you know, regardless, it was a tragedy, but 4 people died or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
The Egypt Air is like 200 and something, so I can understand that's newsworthy, but it was Payne Stewart, so that's the only reason that got on the news. So maybe, I mean, maybe you're right.
Well, it's just that I know for a fact that school violence is actually down over the last decade, but it's being reported more
school
than ever.
School violence is down?
Yeah, it's actually really down. It's just being...
Cheer it up.
Start some violence?
No, we should really get over there and
cheer up
school violence.
Cheer up school violence. All right.
Bring
I'll make some brownies. I know school violence loves brownies. The ones with the chocolate chips in them.
I'm Rhett breaking too.
Yeah, that always brings it up, you know. We bring it over there. You see it snuggle up with blanket and tea. Just doesn't want to go out and talk to people. Want to, you know, go make people kill each other today. But, you know, it's got a responsibility. So
it's
we just got to...
It's a place in the universe.
Lithium can make it all better. On the school violence tip. Oh, yeah!
It's a great tip to be on.
Oh, yeah. I read earlier this week, actually, that Kip Kinkle, who was one of the people who was involved
Wait,
in one of the...
say that name again?
Kip Kinkle?
Say it 3 times in a row now.
Kip Kinkle, Kip Kinkle, Kip Kinkle.
No wonder he shot people.
Yes.
He shot his parents.
Does it have to start with a K, Mom and Dad? Jeez, there's plenty of other options.
Bob Kinkle.
Xavier. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, how about Jared Kinkle? At least you're almost cool, you know? Yeah. My name's Jared.
So he was sentenced for the crime that he committed. He was given 119 years. And
that's longer than the average human life, you know.
Right.
Wait, who is he? Was this Columbine?
No, he preceded that.
Okay. Oh, is this that guy that shot people in Oregon?
I think so. And, you know, just sentences like that just seem really, really petty to me. You know, like 119 years...
Well, the point is you probably get out of parole like 60. It's a mathematical thing. You, like, at a certain point, like, if you get 120 years, then you're up at a certain point. So it keeps you in jail. Like, he'll be in jail for definitely like 60 years.
Okay.
So that's why they do things like that. But it's also a teaser. Like, let's see, you're 18. We're going to put you in jail for 80 years. You know, it's like, you'll be 98. So, if you know, if you live to the high end of the spectrum, you'll have 2 or 3 years of pooping on yourself, you know, before you croak.
If you if you make it out and you're actually alive, feel free to kill a couple more people.
Here's a card. You can punch that. One for every murder. You get 10 free ones.
Hell, we'll be impressed if you can handle that.
I'd shoot you if my arm worked.
So, speaking of old, fecally impaired old men.
I'm the old, fecally impaired men tip.
What do you think of our theme song? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know. I haven't been, you know, hearing of anybody's response to these funky-ass grooves we've been kicking out weekly. Remixes? Damn! I mean, we could compile an album soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying...
Johnson, somebody get him an award of some kind. Somebody get him
one. And give us some feedback, for Christ's sakes, you lazy pieces of crap. You know?
I'm always so afraid, because you're just... You're riding that edge that if you get too into it, we're all in trouble.
That was a close one, too.
It was.
Yeah, like,
I see you get caught up, and you're like, you get that glint in your eye, like, here it comes, you know?
I have these little synapses in my head, and they're, like, flashing red and green, you know?
Don't want
them
to send.
I'm just cruising through them, you know? Hoping that they turn green.
You gotta be careful what kind of groove you're riding, if it's one of those whack-ass Cali grooves.
Ooh!
So, you know, damn it, give us some feedback. Call the phone right now. Even when I'm on the air, tell me what you think of that.
Give Dave some feedback. I can give you his address, go outside his apartment, howl at the moon.
I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Yes.
He might not shoot you.
Because that is some funky stuff.
How many shows are bringing you homemade theme songs? Customized homemade theme songs. How many?
Wow, something this one's got funky.
This one's got those purple running lights on the bottom. It's got some stuff. Wait, oh, here we go. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
WFT, can I help you?
Okay, well, he's discussing the funk with a listener.
I'm discussing the funk with a listener tip.
Yeah, what goes on in our lives, Eric?
I don't... A lot of...
Oh, there's an idea.
Miscommunication. Creepy kind of seeing each other in the underwear kind of things.
Yeah.
Things we don't want to talk about on the air, really.
Let's see.
There was your cat making lots of noise last night in my room.
Yes, that's true.
Still don't know. I was really scared, actually. Like, I'm not like the kind of, you know, person to get overly scared. I'm like, I know the cat's in the room, but like, I don't know if he's eating like my huge suitcase or what he was doing. And then his foot falls. He's got little tiny paws. He's a cat, and it sounded like a beast, like a jungle beast, was in the room. It was pretty creepy.
We had a response on the theme song.
Yeah,
that's cool. You put out an order for people to call, and they call. It's a wonderful sense of power that I'm wielding, and that you too can wield.
Could you stop pointing it at me?
Friendly for easy payments of $19.95.
Sorry. Well, he goes. This gentleman goes, "Why don't you use Space Monkey by Patti Smith or Smythe or whatever Smythe?"
Who did her best work with Scandal? Damn it!
Really?
So
he goes, "Space
here.
Monkey." I've never heard the song personally, but I said, "Oh, but we've got this customized theme song that we have used." And he goes, "Oh, I didn't realize that was a theme song. I thought that was something you just scratched up." And I said, "But sir, this is a customized theme song for our show, made just for us by a person that we had make it just for us to be our theme song." But apparently, Patti Smythe is better. So it's something we should look into. Dave, if you've got any connections, get on the horn.
That'd be awesome, a Dave Johnson, Patti Smythe team up.
Hot damn.
So, just a suggestion, and we appreciate them.
Okay. On a non-drugged out listener tip.
Who knew? Like, Patti Smythe? Let's see, I can name Warrior and that song with Glenn Frey or Don Henley or whichever one of those.
It shows that our audience is thinking. It shows that they're concerned about, you know, the welfare of the show and the future.
And they're baked off their ass on crack.
I'm going to have to go with this listener was not baked out on crack.
Meth?
Yes. Clearly an overdose.
A lot of crystal meth.
We appreciate the suggestions. Although it's an insignificant, tiny, minuscule amount of appreciation, it's definitely there.
It itches. It's kind of like getting sand in your shorts.
Oh, we're just teasing you peeps. Again, you're
so on the non-drugged out listener tip, Mark. You're starting
on
to
the
tip.
Non-drugged out listener tip. Also on the non-fecally impaired old man tip, and the non-Kip Kinkle tip, and the non-school violence tip, and the non dead Egyptian people in an airplane tip. Did I cover all the tips?
Yes.
Okay.
Patty Smythe.
Yes. Kevin Smith's show, movie, Dogma.
See my grandma? Did you see that show? It's a movie, Grandma. Shows are on TV.
I write the songs. Kevin Smith's new film Dogma opened this weekend. This really bothered at the Christians of the Champaign-Urbana area. Where you at? Where you at? You know, I go to this movie. I want to be yelled at as I walk in. I want to hear what a terrible, you know...
Jesus hater!
Picket lines.
And then yes. They throw a rock at you. Because that's what they did in the Bible.
You lazy bastards. Where were you? Get up on out of your prayer groups and get protesting.
Go to the store, buy some poster board, make a picket sign for crying out loud.
Most of them can't spell.
You know, if this government is giving religious groups tax breaks, you got to be given something back, you know? And we demand your inane protestations.
I want to be a part of a fiery controversy. I want to be on the controversy land of a fiery controversy.
I want to be on the controversy tip.
Seriously.
How many O's in God? I don't know.
You know, in order to do that, you need opposition. So it just apparently didn't come through this time, huh?
Yeah. I'm just really disappointed that people are relying on the national controversy and not going out and making it for themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where do they think these controversies stem from? From hardworking people, you know, mm-hmm. going out there and stirring it up. And if you don't participate, then you can't honestly say that you're a part of it.
Right. It doesn't take all that much effort to not see the movie like everyone else who is protesting it didn't.
That's right.
So I think it's not too much to ask of you to not see the movie, but show up at the theater anyway.
I had a wonderful moment right before the movie started, actually, in the theater when somebody literally wheeled their grandmother in and put her in the aisle. And I'm thinking, these people are trying to get an inheritance. That's what they're trying to do. Come on, take her to that movie. She will make it through. We'll be rich. 2 hours and we'll be rich.
Quick reviews of the movie. Good.
I really enjoyed it. Smith is really becoming a good director. Still some of his you know, problems are still there. Although I do like... He's one of the few directors, along with Woody Allen, who I don't mind... A lack of action in scenes, like people
election, if you will,
what
election?
Yeah, election,
which is not to be confused with lactation. I do kind of mind a lactation in a Woody Allen film.
Knock that off, right?
Usually,
now.
Woody Diane Wiest, and I don't want to see it. That. But I really the dialogue's there. You know, the sparkling dialogue, the pop culture is there. But I think it's used to better effect. It's not as it doesn't stick out like quite as much like a sore thumb. It's you know it's much more embedded in the film, and I don't know. I think he does things that like a lot of people will go, that's easy. Like, oh, making Tower of Babel jokes, making Sodom and Gomorrah jokes. So, but you didn't think of it. You know, it's not easy. It's I thought it was good. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Grandma seemed to be really going for the giant poop demon scene. My grandma seemed to be loving it. So,
yeah. The poop demon was... I liked the poop demon.
Yeah, the elderly contingent's all in favor. I guess I'm pretty well in line with Eric, except without the inflammatory comments, because I've already, you know, I don't feel any need to answer anyone, really. So let me just say that I liked the movie.
One thing I did like a lot was the role of Silent Bob in the film. Really had that heroic quality to him, and I really liked that he played that up and, you know, did that. I thought it was good. It's a good movie.
So if you've liked Kevin Smith's past work, go out and see it. If you've absolutely detested it, I don't think it's going to convert you.
No, I don't think it will. Did you see it yet?
No.
Oh my god, you suck.
No, I haven't. I've been very lazy this week.
So, yeah. Do you know when you're going to see it? Which day of the week? Let's get something set down right now so people can be out there protesting.
Oh, yeah. Thursday at 3:20 at the Savoy.
All right. Are you really going to be there? Come on. Because I want people out there protesting.
No, but they'd kind of be cool if they were and I wasn't there.
Yeah,
well, they wouldn't know.
Thursday at 3:20 at the Savoy.
All right, you hear that, crew? Get out there.
Picket signs. I want rocks.
You know what?
We
are making some big assumptions here. The crew's listening. Like they shut it off, like right in the opening section with the Jesus on a stick comment. They're like, duh!
Well,
except for those hardcore swing dancers who are really hoping we'll play some Squirrel Nut Zippers.
If that's your criteria, then I'm sure they've shut us off weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
There's just a couple of them that are holding on going, no, they'll repent.
You guys want to repent right now? Collectively? I think it only takes 20 seconds.
All you gotta do is go, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Jeez, that's not... I'm dyspeptic.
Sweet. That's cool enough. That's it says right enough. Here in the all guidelines.
Right. Cool. Cool.
Catholics will take anything.
Well, now at least I feel like I did something today instead of just sitting around on the couch.
Let's go worship a false idol.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
I want to get my soul back into mortal sin.
It's not going to be hard to find a calf. I don't know how we're going to get it to be gold.
Okay, so if you feel like maybe we're laying it on too thick for you, and you feel like there's a whole crop of maybe, you know, areas that we're underrepresenting in our mockery, give us a call right now during the song break and, you know, represent for those. Do your part to make sure that everybody gets it hard on the head.
Yeah, if there's any groups that you really want to see ridiculed in a incisive yet really poop-ridden manner,
mm-hmm.
give us a call during this next musical.
Seriously, because we're only three people and we can't think of everything. You know,
right. Well, we can, but...
to liberally spread it around like fertilizer, but...
These frail human forms that we're forced to take to use your strange radio contraption really limits us.
No problem. You hand us, you know, you tell us what it is, we'll give it a deep, thoughtful, incisive analysis of it laced with the word ass, and it'll be good.
Mm-hmm. We'll ride it into the sunset.
What kind of segment we got coming up next, everybody?
I love how we go through this every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, every
it's
week.
It's part of the tradition.
Next week, during the theme song, we're going to work it out in advance.
I don't know.
Why do you ask the question? Why don't we just cut to the song and leave them all hanging, wondering if we're even going to come back instead of making these promises?
Let's see if we could do some underwriting.
Oh, no, there's an idea.
There's an idea whose time may have come, or will sense. In about 3 minutes and 20
it's
seconds.
Ripe. Let's it's ripe. Let's sink our collective teeth into
Let's
it.
Let's pluck it.
All right, sit back and enjoy the funky grooves. 359-9338 is the phone number if you need to reach us.